Check, you say you spitting facts for real. You better have your sources right. These bars is worth a half a mil. You better have your offers right. I felt I always had the skill. I never found it hard to write. With this I never had a chill. You tripping like you caught a flight. Remaining optimistic, shipping darker than my longest nights. Bars I write got me catching attention like a caution light. Woo woo, my mind is still sharper than a shark could bite. Lyrical exercising, you looking like you jogging light. I'm from the low, so we don't talk alike. You jiving bugging for a short, you studio. You know the cautious type. For respect, uptown niggas make you hold your balls and fight. One of the poorest cities in the country, fuck is ballin' like. I don't know but shit, I'm trying to grow my stacks as tall as kites. Treat haters like Darth Vader, I show them what the force is like. My bar work is surgical, like when you get an organ slice. When I'm up, I want the 86 Regal, the Porsche is nice. But that shit ain't essential to a nigga who be hoarding spice. Took a break like Breeze in 15, then came back more precise. Cold as fuck, they thinking I record with ice. Man on a mission because no ambition without a pot to piss in is an awkward sight. And I don't just author nice, I keep these lines tight like I barber nice. And be on canvas getting my portraits right. It's on your face, I see you the body type. Cause good taste be known with sauce is nice. And you ain't concocted right. I wanted to say Jordan Mike so bad, my nigga. It's that easy.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy Wave Jones at the Round Table, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. Sitting in the building with a very special guest. We in the building with Jay Ski.
Yo, what's going on, man? How y'all feeling, man? It's Jay Skis. I'm here on the Round Table, man. Shout out to Wavy. You know what I'm saying? We here, man.
You know what time it is. It's go time.
Yeah. Once again, it's on.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
It's go time in this motherfucker, you know how we do, huh?
All day, all night, we trying to get this thing popping.
Hey, get this thing popping.
Tell us your story, we might tell you one back.
Motherfucker know how to act.
Hey, when they get on the podcast, you know shit go around.
It's going down at the Round Table. The round table. Boom. Hey, we at the round motherfucking table. Hey. Yeah. And it's go time, bitch.
6 degrees of separation. Man crazy. Coley made me come home. Liquid wavy. The Round Table. It's go time.
Let's get it.
Listeners, pay attention. It's go time.
We at the Round Table.
It's go time.
I don't think they really know.
It's go time.
We about to do it fucking big.
And go live.
Sit down and chill
because it's go time.
Sit now. Back with Wavy Jones and go live. We at the Round Table. It's time to go live.
Go live.
Think they really know it's really go time.
I don't think they know.
I don't think they really know it's really go time.
Let's get it.
Sit back, relax. It's go time.
It's go time.
I don't think they really know. It's go time.
It's go time.
Sit back with Wavy Jones and go live.
Yeah.
Sit down and chill
because it's go time.
Let's get it.
Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy, Wavy Jones, the Round Table, Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. Like I said, we're sitting in the building with a very special guest today. We're sitting in the building with Jay Skis. You know what I'm saying? And like we do always, you know what I mean? Salute to everybody sitting in the building today. Sheriff Rock, my bro, what's doing here?
Mike Potts
in the building, you know what I'm saying? Definitely appreciate you coming through too, bro. Appreciate that, you know what I mean? We're going to start this thing off like we always do. So, Skis, you know what I'm saying? Jay Skis. Mm-hmm. Let the people know something about you that even Mike Potts might not know. Something that the world might not know.
Something that people don't know. Something that people don't know. Man, that's a tough question off the top. That's pressure. Yeah, that's some pressure right there. Man, you know, it's something that people don't know. I enjoy a lot of different genres of music. I enjoy alternative music. Classical music, not just hip hop, not just R&B. I listen to a lot of different things. Mm.
Likewise. Yeah. So, where you born and raised, my dude?
Eastside Buffalo, right off the hill. I was actually born
first like crib I actually lived in was on off East Ferry, but you know, since I was about 10 years old, you know, I lived off of there. You know what I'm saying? That's where I grew up at.
Okay. Okay, no question. So, you know what I mean, coming up, you know, high school, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. Did you play any sports or play any music instruments, anything like that?
Growing up, man, let me see, as far as, like, instruments, I dabbled with, like, flute and drums for a little bit, but it was never, like, my thing. I never really got into it. Mm-hmm. My sister, she actually, man, she plays, like, 10 different instruments. Shout out to my sister, Christine.
Shout out.
She give it up, man. Mm-hmm. She plays bass, guitar, acoustic guitar, clarinet, all that shit. I was always more so just partial to rap. I just wanted to rap. You know what I'm saying? I love all the different sounds and shit, but I always wanted to put the words together and be able to go on the mic. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then as far as sports, like I always loved football. I love basketball. I mean, I would play here and there. You know what I'm saying? Like I tried out for the high school basketball team. I made the team a couple of years. Didn't play because I went to City Honors and like my grades was always crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But you know. He was on there getting it in, you know what I'm saying? As far as like at the practices and shit. I never hooped though, like, you know what I'm saying, in any of the games and things like that though. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No question. So. All of this shit, but yeah, that's definitely dope. That's really appreciate that. That's major and shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you went to City Honors, huh, man?
Yeah, I went to City Honors, actually, right on the street.
So you got some motherfucking knowledge there.
That's a big thing. Because,
motherfucking, I tried for them, nigga, man. It's like, nah, nigga. We gonna send you down the road, nigga, to Seneca.
Yeah, I was there at 5th through 12.
Wow, I didn't even know that. I thought it was just high school.
Yeah, nah, they started off in 5th grade.
Oh, okay, damn.
I got in, actually, I was first on the waiting list, and so I was going to Campus North, and, somebody ended up dropping out, and now I slid right there.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Pause.
No doubt. So now, coming up, you know, take a little further back, you know, little kids, not nose running around, you know, moms, grandmoms, whoever, you know, raised you. Mm-hmm. What was some of the music that was played around you?
Man, it was a lot of, like, neo-soul R&B, especially with my mom. Yo, she, Warren Hill, Music Soul Child, Mary J. Blige, of course, Brandy, you know what I'm saying, Monica, all that. Yo, I got like a deep appreciation for like that neo soul, but like the first hip hop album that I can remember being around was actually Criminal Minded by Public Enemy. Public Enemy, I believe. That was the first like hip hop album I remember playing. You know, and I'm like 7.
So now that obviously was gifted to you, but who was that gifted to you by?
I think it was my dad's album, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay, yeah. My first, like, real introduction to hip-hop, my older cousin put me down, and he threw me the fucking Chronic tape.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, what the fuck? And I grew up,
like, what is this?
I grew up on Delavan in Wyoming, okay. So you know ECMC right there, so I'm hearing the fucking medical helicopter. I'm like, damn, I'm really liking Cali and shit. Really, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it was kind of a little different for me and shit, you know what I mean? But that's dope. So, Bong, now, I mean, so... Who was that person besides your dad or whatever that really, you know, put that hip hop into you or fed you that hip hop?
Man, honestly, it was my best friend growing up, my man. Shout out my boy. You know Scoop Dollar?
No, not for
real. Okay, so he's an artist from here as well.
Salute.
You know what I'm saying? That was my bro. So, like I mentioned earlier, I had moved on Andover when I was about 10 years old. And when I moved over there, it was like right after that, my dad passed away. His dad had already passed away.
God bless.
56.
God bless.
And he lived at 65, so we was literally across the street. Mm-hmm. And we'd just hang all the time, especially after my dad passed. I would just always be over there. We'd play a video game. His uncles rapped, you know what I'm saying? His uncles, they used to go by Jay Villains. And he just always had, like, a passion for hip-hop and rap because he used to see them rap, you know what I'm saying? And so me being around him all the time and his cousin Ron, we used to just always, like, we'd go around the corner. It was this spot right on Bailey. It was on Bailey and Andover. It used to be Magic City. I think after that, but they used to sell CDs and shit in there. And man, we would go there pretty much every, like, almost every day, bro. We would grab music or buy instrumental tapes and Jay Arms joints.
Jay Arms, everybody.
All shits, you know what I'm saying? And we played them shits on the karaoke machine and get the tapes and try and, you know what I'm saying, rap over them joints and all that. But yeah, like, I used to learn all my music from him. You know what I'm saying? He was the coolest nigga ever when I was growing up. You know what I mean?
That's fire. So then what age was you when you start putting the pen to the pad?
Man, I was 12. I was about 12. So it started out, we didn't even have a karaoke machine. I would be around my man Scoop, my man Ron, and when we didn't have the CDs and shit, I was always just beatboxing, and I would beatbox for them, and they would rap. You know what I'm saying? And being around them, like I said, like, yo, Skis, what you... And they weren't even calling me that at the time. They was calling me something else, but, yo, you try. You go. You know what I'm saying? And I would try and put my little words together and shit, try and figure out what I could figure out. And shit, yeah, I was about 12, bro.
Damn.
I was about 12.
I think that's like with everybody. I mean, my bro, he spit, you know what I mean? Shout out to Spade Hustles. He part of our crew, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Presidential Suites, that's my rap group. You know what I'm saying? He making big noise, too. He got a couple tracks with, he got a track with Freddy Godson, rest in peace, right before he passed. And he got some shit working with Papoose right now. So we moving, but that's the same thing I was saying. Like, we'd be around in, like, 14, 15, and that motherfucker was gone. So we'd be like, man, rap. Mm-hmm. Not knowing I rap, too. I've been rapping since I was about 10, 11, you know what I mean? I got a story with the karaoke shit also, but he was like, man, y'all niggas rap, man. And I'm like, fuck, I ain't really want nobody to know and shit, you know what I mean? Because, you know, that's
low with it.
Yeah, well, you know, acceptance is the hardest thing, you know what I'm saying? It's getting accepted, especially by your peers, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing.
Yeah. It's tough around that age period to just be a kid.
Right, exactly.
So then to actually do something like that, it's like, oh, shit.
Right, and he was the one, like, you know, at that time I couldn't freestyle, so I had to write stuff. He didn't want, we go to the $2 show, he pulling niggas out the crowd, what's up, let's battle. Mm-hmm. And just freestyling, chewing niggas, you know what I'm saying? Chewing niggas and shit. Mm-hmm. But the same thing like I was saying, you know, it just got to a point where niggas was like, man, nah, you rap.
Mm-hmm.
And shit, so that's, you know, that's how that basically happened. But
yeah.
So from that point on, when did you, like, get into a studio situation? You said, you know, you was trying to do the karaoke thing, but when did y'all really start recording?
Crazy story. So I'm going to start it from when we used to be at his crib, because I've never told this story before. So what we used to do, obviously, with the karaoke machine and shit. So then we elevated him. My man's mom ended up buying us a computer. And so we would have a computer. We didn't have a recording program, though. So we would play music on Music Max Jukebox. And so this is back in the day when you had the tower, you know what I'm saying, tower computer. And we would take, you know, you got the computer speakers, right? They had a jack. We would take one of them and we would plug one into the microphone jack. We would plug the other one into the speaker jack. And you could actually record. If you hold the speaker like this, the two speakers together, you can record like this.
Get the fuck out of here.
You feel me? And so we would go to Music Match and we would hit record on Music Match. Mm-hmm. Now, this wasn't a recording program at all, but it was just like a little bullshit recording. Right, you know what I'm saying? And it would be one take. You know what I'm saying? Hold the speaker like this, and we would rap like that. And then pass it. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how we started. And then, so like I said, his uncles, Jay Billings, they had a real studio over off of Delaware, you know, which was in Delaware. It's over there by Chitawa. But his uncle was, you know, he would always tell him, like, yo, me and my boys, we rap.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, they let us pull up. You know what I'm saying? And so that was my first experience being in, like, a real studio where they had booths and microphone and, you know what I'm saying, producer who was making beats and shit, you know what I mean? So.
That's fire, man. So mine was like almost the same. Like I said, I'll bring it back to the karaoke story real quick. I was about 10 years old, and it's when Mortal Kombat came out, the first joint. So I used my karaoke mic, held it up to the TV, you know what I mean, recorded the fucking, because I went to the options, took the soundtrack, so you know they got the sound effects, all that, wrapped over it, or wrote over it and shit, wrote over one of the little tracks on there. Dubbed this shit, then went back, got the sound effects, all that shit. It was fire for, you know what I mean? But, you know, whatever. But then after that point, getting a little older, I started using the fucking headphones. So you remember the wire joint? It had the wire with the little sponge ears and shit. Mm-hmm. One side you could fucking record, like here, and the other side, if you bent it or whatever, you could use it as a recorder. Yeah. So we was doing that. That's why when you said you was doing, I'm like, damn, I ain't think of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Same type of vibe, though.
Right. Because I've been through it all. I tried to record on the fucking, you remember the AOL mics that used to come with the fucking desktop, the little skinny girl? I'm trying to record on that shit, everything.
Just trying to do that shit. Just trying to figure out a way.
That's fire. So boom. So from that point on, y'all doing? Are you thinking about making singles, an album, a mixtape? What are you thinking at that time when y'all?
At that time, man, I was just trying to be better than Bow Wow, bro.
I didn't even go hard, bro. Like around that time, I'm trying to be better than Bow Wow, bro. Like that was really the motivation. Like around that time, my favorite rappers is like Jay-Z. And then it was like right after we started recording, that was when G-Unit came out. So Lloyd Banks was always partial to me. Like I just always felt like 50 was dope, Mayo was dope, but Banks was just that.
Banks at that time Banks was fucking crazy.
He was the rap god, bro. So I'm emulating his style and just the way he sets up his bars and his punchlines. And yo, back in the day when I had to cut, I used to always wear a do-rag and I would always be running around rapping. Niggas used to call me Lil Banks.
Oh, man. For real.
Because, like, just the way that my style was, and I'm coming at niggas, and you know what I'm saying? I'm giving you punch lines and all that. Ooh. So that was my thing, man. I was just trying to be better than Bow Wow and be just as good as Lloyd Banks. That was my thing.
Yeah, because Lloyd Banks, I forgot what mixtape it was. But that motherfucker went off.
Every mixtape, it didn't matter what it was.
But that one joint that set it off with the it was 50 or something. It's 50.
This is 50.
Yeah,
this is
the 50. Porno star and all that shit. They went crazy on that shit. Oh my god,
that was a great time for like hip hop.
Definitely was. Definitely great that was like hip-hop. That was like around
2002, 2003.
I want to say the introduction to Papoose was around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the fucking charades and all them shits was... Dude, it was crazy and shit. Yep. But, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take a quick commercial break. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be right back at y'all after this. But you know what it is. We at the Round Table, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. We sitting here with Jay Skies. You know what I'm saying? And you know what it is. It's dope time. Boom, boom. Yeah, we still live on the book, but shit.
Yeah. Another case of where you separate the Jordan mids from the Jordan highs, you know what I mean? Lights on, shit, I'm trying to keep the lights on. The lights on, niggas trying to make the right songs. The right songs, niggas trying to keep the lights on. The lights on, look, I'm trying to keep the lights on. Just trying to make the right songs. Trying to keep the lights on. Yo, look, come to these words, I'm never jotting bases. I'm what it is and what it was, check my buzz like it's operation. Rappers should leave them alone like debt consolidation. Smooth as a suede on the fives that came with the olive laces. Those was the LS joints you had to cop the tea with. The flow strategic and hotter than the dunes in Egypt. Engineers should wear a sunscreen to do a premix. Cause when sun is beaming, I'm like blood to the squeamish. Got a lust for achievements, on the cusp of a kingship. Favorite drug is uniqueness, native tongue is elite.
It's your motherfucking boy, Weezy. Don't motherfucking do it, because I motherfucking will. Got my motherfucking boys in the building. Global Dynasty. Hello. You feel me? J-Laws. Brilliance. Got my motherfucking boy Tuck in the building. Wherever Lee Jones, we is in the motherfucking building at the round table. You feel me? Let's get this shit going.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy, Wade Jones, at the Round Table, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. We still here in the building, I mean, sitting with Jay Skies, you know what I'm saying? And you know what it is. It's go time. So, bro, we left off, you know what I mean? Like I said, I was talking about you recording and either making a single or a mixtape.
Right.
So, from that point on, where was your performance starts at? Where did you start, you know what I mean, doing your performances?
Man, we had our first show. It was a spot downtown. I couldn't even tell you the name now. But we had put together this group. It was called The Bucks. It was me, Snoop Dogg, rest in peace, Chevy Boy Sean.
Rest in peace.
My boy Sadiq, he was going by Sticks at the time. And we had put together this group with Jay Billings.
Okay.
And we was called The Bucks. And like short for Young Bucks, and we didn't want to be called the Young Bucks because Young Buck was out.
Oh, okay. G-Unit. Okay.
So we didn't want to be called Young Bucks, so we was called the Bucks. And we did one of our first shows. It was downtown somewhere, and they had actually booed us off the stage.
Get the fuck.
Big fact. It was at a high school party. This is when niggas was throwing high school parties.
Okay, okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
And it was at this spot. I think I can't even remember what it was called, but it's downtown, around the corner from Chippewa. I could show you where it's at.
The Odyssey.
Damn near. It had the gate.
Yep, that's the Odyssey. Yep, right there was like Ellicott.
The Odyssey. Yeah, had the big ass stage in there.
Yep.
That was where I did my very first show.
Damn, bro, that's fucked up. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Knock on wood. I ain't never got booed yet.
Damn. I got booed one other time.
Upstate. Damn. Mm-hmm. What happened with that? Talk about that.
Man, it was crazy. We had this song. Shout out to Billy Esco.
Shout out Billy Esco.
And we felt good about it. And you know, now you from Buffalo. Oh. And you know how these niggas go at Buff State every year when they would have the talent shows and shit.
Right.
They will always boo niggas off the stage.
Right.
Every single if you wasn't from New York.
If you wasn't from New York, right.
You know what I'm saying? It was always an issue. So we went and we did, what was the first track we did, bro? Because they was rocking with us heavy. This was like 2010, 2011. You know what I'm saying? We get up there, we rocked the first song, we rocked out. Niggas fucking with us. Then we did this song. We got this song called Boxers Are Bird. We were, yeah. We at the time, niggas was wearing Burberry so heavy, we would be up at the outlet every weekend copping Burberry and shit. And for whatever reason, we made some song called Boxers Are Bird, and we thought that shit was fire. The beat was fire. But, nigga, I think we came out, we said the hook, and niggas just, boom! Got us the fuck out of there.
Damn!
Yeah, man, they came with the boom wall.
Man. Yeah, niggas in Buff State do be hating. I've been to one of their talent shows.
That shit was flagrant.
Niggas do be hating, though. Yeah,
that
niggas
was flagrant.
Damn.
But, you know, it helps you grow.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I am where I am now with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, Shay Noor, and I mean, shout out to Shay Noor. Definitely. Yeah, big salute. She had said on this joint, too, the podcast that she got booed, went all the way to Chicago. Ooh. And they booed her to Chicago. I was like,
that's crazy.
Damn, you know what I'm saying? She was like, man, that shit helped. Yeah. Shit, I came home with a chip on my shoulder. Like, fuck that. I ain't getting booed again.
That's a fact. It's either going to make you or it's going to break you.
Right. Yup. That's the truth. That's the truth. So have you did any performances out of state? Or?
Oh yeah, for sure. Man, I've been plenty of places. One of the first ones that we did that was like real major was North Carolina. We had did the show. We opened up for what was the college you went to, bro? For the Wale and Monica joint.
Damn.
It was in North Carolina. Yeah, I can't remember, but we went down there for a show. I mean, I've been in New York performing. I've been to Atlanta, Cleveland, fucking Jersey. I've been to Philly. Oh, man. A little bit of everywhere, bro.
That's a little bit of everywhere.
Especially on the East Coast. I've yet to perform really on the West Coast. I've been to Cali a few times. I've been to Vegas and shit, but never really out there for music.
Right. No question. That's what's up. So, Bon, from that point on, now you're taking it more serious about making mixtapes or albums at this point.
Right.
And when was the, you know, what's the catalog looking like?
Man, so we started out 2010 with Women, Alcohol, Cash, and Kicks. The tape was called Rap. And that was like my first solo tape, you know what I'm saying? Again, it was in 2010. I think we spent like all of 2009 like recording different songs for it. That one was probably the most impactful for a couple of reasons. It was like the name of it, obviously, because it was called WAC. Right. And people were like, yo, why would a rapper come out with a tape called WAC? You know what I'm saying?
The acronym was fire.
Yeah, thank you. It was just a reflection of everything that we was doing at the time. Because, I mean, I had my homies. We had this ill-ass crib that was called Ocho. We would throw these crazy house parties, bro. We had DJs at the house parties. Niggas jumping on the floors, floor damn near about to break. We was performing at the crib, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Serving, we had our own drinks and shit. Like, it was crazy. It was a crazy time. And then I had the studio in my room, so we in there making music as well. I mean, we making songs, bro, and girls coming over and they twerking, dancing on this shit to the songs that we just made. You know what I'm saying? It was a crazy time to be 20, 21. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And be in tune with the music and shit. So it was just a reflection of that period of time.
That's fucking
dope. And then from there, shit, because I mean, the response was really great from that tape, but it was a few people like, shit, I don't know if you could do that. And then, you know, next year I came with Negative Nothing. Negative Nothing was just like a tape of me just fucking snapping on everything, bro. Mm. Every 90s ill ass beat, I'm just going 48 bars is just.
So now at this point, is you still in the group with cats or you?
Oh, no. So what's ill? So let's go back to that because I actually skipped over a little bit. The Bucks. So we had the group and we had came out with like a demo tape and I think it had 6 songs on it. And the producer from Jay Villains, shout out to Nan, that's still the big homie.
Shout out
to this day. He ended up, his wife ended up moving, wanting to move to Atlanta with the kids and all that. So like it was like over a period of like 2 months, he told us about it, packed everything up and dipped and took all the music that we recorded. I didn't even have a CD.
How does he do that?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's songs that I still.
How does he do that?
You know what I'm saying? So I'm 14. I'm 13, 14. Like, damn, what am I supposed to do from here? You know what I'm saying? And didn't have a studio. My man moved off the block, so I wasn't seeing him as often. You know what I'm saying? So I was just really by myself with it for a minute. And then I met up with my man Biz. His cousin is Camo Monk. You know what I'm saying?
It's a little Camo Monk.
And then shout out my man, Len C. Too, man. My man Leonard. He ended up bringing it around them boys.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? For the first time, they had a studio down on Watson in their parents' apartment. And his older brother, and then Black Snight. His older brother's name is Alumni, Dave. And
then I've heard of them also, yeah.
Where they had a studio. And we would just go there and record. And it was like, as soon as I met Camo and, you know, met Alumni and shit, we all just kind of clicked. And I knew Biz already from, you know, being around and shit. So we all just kind of clicked. Mm-hmm. And from there, so it was about, the time I was about 14, 15, to the time I was about 18. I was just, you know, making music with them. They had a little joint called ULD, Unlimited Records. And, you know, I was making music with them. AC, shout out to AC as well.
Salute.
You know, making music with them and putting out little mixtapes and shit like that. And then it you know, culminated into me putting out that first project. So at that time, we had First Class. Now, First Class was more so just like a collective of, like, artists. So it was me, or it is me, Billy Esco, Camo Monk, or G5GI. Mitch Arizona, at the time, my man Brasco was still rapping, and then my man Grape Juice, you know what I'm saying? And then the homie Mike Potts, he's always just been there just helping us, you know, move around and facilitate things.
Yeah, I was going to say that, Mike Potts, you got bars too, my G?
Nah, he's just a fly nigga, fly cool nigga. That's motivated by what we do.
That's like my bro Boogie.
Oh, well, that was a little bit later, but but OG is a part of First Class as well. Okay. OG Soul.
Okay, no question. That's what's up. Right. You know what I mean? So this when you basically took your travels and start going solo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So how many solo albums and mixtapes you have up to this date?
Up to this date, so let's see, we got Whack, we got Negative Nothing, we got the Light Gray Tape, we got motherfucking In Search of Symmetry, Fish Food 13, Frank Reich, Subjective Humility, Astral Calligraphy. So that's 9 tapes.
Damn, that's work. Mm-hmm. He putting the work in.
Yes, sir.
It's only right that you get looks and shit like that, motherfuckers. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's only right.
It's been a grind.
definitely see your work out there, because, you know what I mean? You know, like I said, I'm watching everybody from afar and just, you know what I mean? Just proud, man. Just, you know what I mean? Cheering for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because we from the city where it's been so much fucking hate for so long. Why not motherfucking show some love? You know what I'm saying? Like, we was talking all mic and shit. You know what I mean? So, this new one that you just dropped, or is dropping, what's the name of that?
So, the joint that dropped was in September. It was called Asphalt Calligraphy.
Asphalt Calligraphy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, what was the, you know, the idea for that? Because I'm listening to all these titles, and they real deep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, you got to break those down.
So Asphalt Calligraphy, if I could put it in so many words, because there was a lot of growth over all these different projects, you know what I mean? I've always had a big appreciation for art. And, you know, as I've gotten older, that appreciation has grown more and more and more to the point where now my art's myself.
Right. So I'm going to talk about that.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, I wanted to make something. When I was thinking about the title, for one, even going back to the music, I always like to incorporate, you know, words and different phrases and things like that that people don't do. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I write my bars out, I'm not rhyming models and bottles. Like, that's how I'm not doing that. So it's the same mindset for like when I make my titles and when I do my album titles and things like that. So when I was thinking about the title for this particular one, I was just like, yo, I want to make intricate writing for the street. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so calligraphy is an art style. It's, you know, right. When you look at, Arabic writing? Mm-hmm. That's considered calligraphy because it's beautiful. Same thing with like Japanese characters and mm-hmm. Chinese characters and things like that. You know, they take their time. It's beautiful. It's respectful. Mm-hmm. So it's the same way with like what I put down on paper, pen and pad. I want it to make something that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's intricate. You can tell that I took my time with doing it, but it's also, you know what I'm saying, represented, you know what I'm saying, for the streets, the asphalt.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you know
right.
That's
right.
Where it's from.
That's fire. Right. That's fire. So, I mean, like, with these names besides the other names, you know what I mean, like Whack, like, is it just drawing out the air, or are you really sitting down and, like, taking full time to think of, you know what I mean? Because with an album, the title really has to match the material.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, how does that match?
It's weird, bro, because it's the same way with, like, I think with the way that I write my music. A lot of it is, I swear to God, it's God-given, bro. It's not even, like, some shit where I sit down and I'm like, yo, what the fuck am I gonna call this shit? Or, like, you know, I'm really sitting down thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I'll sit and I'll think about it, and it'll come. Like, yeah. That's really just how mm-hmm. it is with a lot of stuff. Somebody else was just asking me that. And I was, like, trying to explain, like, how I do it. And it's like, it's not really a way I can explain it. You know what I mean? Like, I have an idea, and I, that's just kind of what comes out.
So are you like are you strictly a writer? You a freestyler?
I'm strictly a writer.
Okay.
I have to write.
Okay.
I can freestyle a little bit.
Okay, because, you know, with freestyling, it's basically like punching. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Right.
So you do right. punch or you just...
When I write, sometimes, like, I'll try and get it one take. If I can't get it one take, then I do punch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no question. And are you that type of artist where you got to do it all the way through? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to do it all the way through?
Now, you know, and I've grown into that, though, because when I first started, I always wanted to be one take. If I'm writing 16, I want to get the whole take. But now, I'm like, what sounds the best?
Right.
I don't give a fuck mm-hmm. about, like, getting it one take. What mm-hmm. sounds
what sounds best? Best. You know and that's funny, because I've always been that artist. Even young, you know what I mean, paying, I started out really paying, going to A1 Studio. Salute to mm-hmm. A1. Shout out to A1. I mean, it used to be on Main and Utica, right across from the station and shit. Mm-hmm. And I always been like that, like, not trying to be arrogant about it, but, like, I listen back and be like, man, I don't like the way I sound. Like, mm-hmm. do that shit over. Let's do it over. You know what I mean? And it'll be taking take after take and shit. It's like, cuz I want to project my shit right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I just don't want to put no shit
it's
out.
It's important because, you know, you may be in the studio and you may do 40 takes. But that person that's gonna press play is only gonna hear you that one time.
Yep. And I'm such a fucking student of the game. Like, I listen to music and I'll be like, that's a fuck up right there.
I'm the same way.
He off beat right there.
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean? I'll be like, damn, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's why, and it hurts me when I do my music sometimes because I'm so critical about my shit. Like,
yep.
You know what I mean? But that's definitely, you gotta be all the way into this shit, you know what I'm saying?
You have to.
Like you said, it's definitely God-given, because people be like, oh, shit, anybody can rap. Yeah, anybody can rap, but you gotta be able, talented enough to make music.
Anybody can rap, but it's about the longevity of what you do. Like, anybody can put together bottles and bottles, you know what I'm saying? Anybody can make a hot song, but what you gonna follow it up with?
Yep, and being different. Too many motherfuckers want to be like somebody else.
And that's why I started incorporating, like, you know, the art and everything and what I do, because it's like, who else is doing that? And that's who I am, just as a person. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? That's why, I want to show that other side of me. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with showing, you know, that I'm a father or that I'm an artist and that I'm into, you know, I fucking go visit, you know, the Met and see a Picasso. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like that. Mm-hmm. All that is just true to who I am. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I diss the world from Eastside Buffalo.
Yeah, but that's the thing. See, that's the beauty right there. Mm-hmm. Like, you and myself, we got out of this motherfucker. we wasn't just trying to sit here and play the game and just being
right.
Sitting around these four corners. I was like, fuck it. Y'all niggas want to sit here? Man, I go to Vegas myself. Yeah. I go to Miami myself, yeah. Nigga. And I done been mad places by myself. Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nothing going to happen if you stand still, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? One thing my bro always told me, especially when we was younger, you know what I mean? And, you know, really getting into video games and the bullshit. He's like, man, you ain't going to never make nothing happen if you stand inside the house. You got to go outside. Even if ain't nothing to do, something going to happen. You're going to find something to get into, some girls, some money, anything. You never know, but it ain't going to never happen sitting in the fucking house. You know what I'm saying? But, so, that's what's up. So now, I mean, that was bringing me to the point about the art. How long have you been doing art and, you know, with the art dealer?
Yeah.
You know, bring us up to that.
So, I've had a great appreciation for art for a very long time, since I was probably 13, 14.
Mm-hmm. Just speak up a little bit so they hear you.
Oh, sure. Since I was about 13, 14. But, you know, I was always real hesitant to even, you know, get in front of a canvas and, like, paint and, like, you know, put my ideas on there because I knew that I hadn't taken the time to, like, you know, get my skills there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting because I've only really been painting since March.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've been doing Brown Not Black with your Creed since 2017, like painting on the jackets and like just putting the statements on there. But actually getting in front of a canvas and, you know, getting those ideas out since March.
Damn, yo. And I ain't gonna hold you. I see some of this. I'm like, damn, that shit really look good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you,
and even painting on the jackets and shit like that take. Because if you fuck up, what you going to do?
You got to get another garment.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the shit.
You
can't fuck it up.
Yeah.
But that's actually the secret in art. You can't fuck up art.
You can't fuck up
you
art.
You can't fuck up art. Mm-mm. There's no fucking up art.
And that's the same way with hip hop. You can't fuck up music.
Yeah.
It, you know what I mean? Even if nobody like it on this side, there's one motherfucker over here that love it.
There's somebody out there that's a fan of Keep the Sneak.
Yep. Yep, shit. Blueface.
It's somebody out there that's a fan, like, bro. Like, somebody's a fan.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
I think it's the truth. Mm-hmm. Yep. Somebody out there saying the same thing about Blueface. Like, that's motherfucking the new Tupac.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
It's somebody out there.
But, you know, that's what's up, man. Mm-hmm. So, the art dealer thing, you know, that's you, Camo, and Tony Boy?
Yeah, me, Camo, Tony Boy, it's a few other affiliates. Actually, Brett Mike Media, he's actually our camera guy. And then you also got CN Sounds, he's affiliated with Art Dealer as well. Mecca, I'm at Mecca, shout out to Mecca. He actually just got in town last night. He's affiliated with Art Dealer as well. And DJ Heat is affiliated with Art Dealer as well.
No question. Because I'm doing some big things when you see the mayor fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You see the mayor fucking with it.
For sure, bro. For sure. It's great to have that, you know, just that, you know, that love in our back pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So talk a little bit about Art Dealer. So what is it? Is it art and hip hop? Art, you know what I mean?
Like, it's a little bit of everything. So we don't want to be put into a box or anything like that, you know? It's a little bit of everything. So we just want to bring just different elements of art, period. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop, painting, anything that you can really think of that's just dope. We just want to bring that element to the environment and to, you know, to the city of Buffalo and to the world, period. Man. You know what I'm saying?
I've been seeing the little concert series y'all been doing.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
that's fire.
Outside Influence, that's another like aspect of it. We've been doing a show in conjunction with UB.
Hmm.
So you know, we've been airing those shows through UB Collaboratory. It's been real dope.
That's fire. That's actually dope. And I mean, so what is the situation with the concert series? Like, it's just artists pulling up, just getting on the mic, or is it artists invited? Like, how did that work?
So really, what it was, so we did the two weekends at BCAT. So how it kind of worked out, we basically had BCAT at our disposal. So we had the Outside Influence shows there. We did two different artists. We did Kadir Latif and we did Edris.
I'm not sure Edris, but
he's an artist from here. He used to rap and everything. He's an artist. Like, he did a few murals actually in the city. I believe he did the Keep Buffalo Secret joint. That's on me. Maybe it doesn't say Keep Buffalo. No. It says it's the two heads, and it has the love black boys as they go into black men. It's something like that, but it's two different joints that he did. It's right before you get to downtown. But we interviewed them. I did some live painting there. Seeing Sounds did some live painting as well. And, you know, I ended up performing the one weekend, and then we had Esco perform the other weekend along with Gaines. So we just wanted to bring, again, like, people who we rock with, you know what I'm saying, as a collective. And then myself as well. And then, you know, Camo Monkey was DJing as well. So it wasn't like for everyone to get on the mic, you know what I mean? But we just wanted to bring something special together that, again, it just all tied back to art and, you know, what we do collectively. Bring it all together and just present something to people. Because, I mean, coronavirus messed up everything.
It fucked up everything. You know what I'm saying? Salute to all the artists that was on there. My boy, Ms. Art.
Yeah, he came through. Rick, and that wasn't really planned.
That's what I was asking.
It wasn't really planned. It was just like, yo, we just doing some beats, and you know what I'm saying? Because nobody could really come inside unless you were affiliated with Art Dealer. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Everything was supposed to be outside. You know, niggas came through and shit. We played some beats and niggas started rapping.
And it just looked dope because it was like, we giving our concert behind glass. Like, right. That shit looked fire. Yeah, like, that shit was
fire. It was a crazy idea.
It worked. Shit, I wouldn't stop. I'm just saying. Like, y'all can get something to put together, you know what I mean? That shit fire,
We got some other stuff, you know, coming up, but we've just been trying to be, you know, real strategic with the way that we've been planning things and how we're gonna attack certain things. But, you know, we definitely got a lot more things coming up soon.
Yeah, it's definitely gotta make sense, you know? Make sense.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So, boom, we're gonna take another quick commercial break. You know what I'm saying? We at the Round Table, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. We in the building with Jay Skies. You know what I'm saying? We sitting here with Shaft Rock. You know what I'm saying? Mike Potts and Queen Beauty, Beautiful Productions just walked in. You know what I mean? Big shout outs. And we're going to be right back after y'all after this. It's the last.
Yo, all I hear is nigga this, nigga that, nigga this, nigga that, nigga this, nigga that, niggas that, nigga, nigga this, nigga that, nigga this, nigga that, nigga this, nigga that, niggas that, nigga, yo, nigga this, nigga that, nigga this, nigga that, nigga this, nigga that, niggas that, nigga, nigga this, nigga that, nigga this, nigga that, nigga, yo, nigga that, niggas that, nigga.
All I hear is nigga this, nigga that. My skin is brown, your skin is black. What I write sound like calligraphy and never chicken scratch. Hey, listen, scrap. Daily shit I'm clean is in a stringent pack. It's like I can't relax. My style tighter than your kitchen naps. Shit, I mix and match these words and spit consistent thrash. The world would be a wavy place if fuck niggas didn't rap. They whack on their songs, you know I take exquisite naps. I'm pissed at that. But the fact that I can't get the minutes back, I ain't taking jack. It's like I never plan on fixing flats. Fuck them if I burn them down, I can't get them bridges back. With the
yo, it's your boy Glenwood Boogie, man. Rock with my nigga Waverly Jones. Roundtable Podcast. It's goat time.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's goat time. It's your boy Wade Jones at the Roundtable, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. Man, such a dope motherfucking night sitting here chopping it up with Jay Skies. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, bro. Real talk. Appreciate you coming through.
You already know, bro.
You know what I'm saying? We even talked, you know what I mean, chopped it up about your life and, you know, your art and everything up to this point. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we talked off camera, but I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about it on camera, I mean, on mic or whatever. You know, we seen you. You know, you be with Felicia Perry and you be with Conway, and we might turn around and see you with Westside. You know what I'm saying? Salutes to the bros, you know what I mean? Griselda, BSF, you know what I mean? Fashion Rebels, all that combined and conglomerate, you know what I'm saying? Big ups, but you know what I mean? So how did that relationship, you know what I mean, get started?
Man, it's real crazy. Like, I was earlier this year, as far as like coronavirus and shit, I had a big decision to make, you know what I'm saying? And Ross was there actually for this whole shit. You know, I was working a job, I was still doing the music thing, but you know, I just trying to figure it out, you know what I'm saying? And they put me in a position where it was like, yo, either come back work, you know what I'm saying, after they had been closed down for a while because of COVID, or bounce. And you know what I'm saying? I had to make a decision. And what held true to me and in my heart was like, yo, it's time to get the fuck up out of here. Got up out of there. 2 days later, I heard from Conway. Now, Conway we've done stuff in the past. Like, I did the Halloween show. Anytime, like, Griselda is really in town, like, First Class, like, the homies we talked about earlier, we usually open up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's always been, like, a cool relationship. Even before Griselda was on, like, Conway, I would see him at the spot I worked at. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to get in the studio. We just never made anything happen. Mm-hmm. And, man, hit me up 2 days after I quit my job. Bro, it's that time. Like, shit, it's good. Like, you trying to do a trap? Nah, I'm trying to sign you. It's good. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, that's crazy, bro.
That's blessing.
I just quit my job.
That's blessing.
You know what I'm saying? So, it was a period of time. Didn't really hear too much, so I wasn't, like, banking on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, if something comes out of it, something comes out of it. If not, you know what I'm saying? Something else is going to happen. Like, so it got closer to him dropping from Kim to Wild. And, you know, we had linked up and we talked, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we've just been doing some recording and just, you know, talking about some different things. And, you know, he invited me to come out of town a couple of times, you know what I'm saying? Meet some people, be around, record, you know what I'm saying? So from here, it's like, you know, we just got some stuff to figure out. But, you know, it's some music. That's ready, that's locked and loaded. So, you know, we just got some stuff to figure out.
That's blessings, man. You know how that's how the Most High work, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. They say one door closed, a better door open. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's a fact. You just can't be scared to walk through it.
That's a fact. That's another fact. And you got to take your moments when it's that time. You know what I'm saying? And not every time is that moment. You know what I mean? Not every time you got to jump out the window at moment's notice. Because I had a couple situations where, you know what I mean, we had did some contests or some shit for a young DJ, young Jeezy's DJ at the time, DJ Iceberg, it was Iceberg or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you know, he did like little open interviews and shit or rap sessions and shit. So all of our team, it was a whole bunch of us and shit at the time. Mm-hmm. We entered that shit solo. Like, we gonna fucking just corner the market and just take this shit. You know what I'm saying? We gonna enter separate. It's 10 of us, motherfuckers. One of us or all of us gonna make it.
Yeah, somebody gonna make it.
So we fucking, we all end up making it just about this shit. To the next round and all this shit. Long story short, like, 3 or 4 of us actually won it. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was like, well, second prize or whatever. But it wasn't over yet. What it was is you had to go to fucking... to Jersey and record some shit. It was like making a band with some niggas that we don't know. You just gotta make a song with these niggas and shit. Like, how the fuck that shit don't always work out like that? So anyway, I was like, fuck it. I'm backing out. You know what I mean? That's too much extra shit. I ain't trying to do that shit right now. Plus, I'm working and doing, you know what I mean? Same shit, living.
Yeah.
So them boys end up making a song and they liked it. Mm. So now they won the shit. So now they send these boys, they ain't send them. They said, y'all gotta go, if y'all make it to Atlanta, we'll have y'all open up at, like, some after party for the BET Awards. Mm-hmm. But they didn't know that they gave them, like, all-inclusive shit to, like, stake on your studios and all types of shit.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, damn, that was an opportunity I missed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I could have went and did that shit. But then again, ain't nothing come out of it. And then you was only opening up for the after party of BET Awards. These niggas not listening to y'all.
Yeah.
They waiting for the main motherfuckers to come out. You know what I'm saying?
It looked good on the resume.
It looked good on your resume, though. Your paperwork just was
it.
But, you know, that's neither here nor there. That wasn't my opportunity to just quit my job and be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And they not paying for shit. They just said, oh, yeah, if y'all make it down here, you got the passes and everything then, but it's all of y'all still. Like, damn. Fuck, we did all this work and shit. Hey, this a contest, motherfucker? Like,
I'm trying to persuade to work too, like, to keep my job.
And so, what the end result was after that was like a, you know, a little thing or whatever. But they did put them on like a mixtape that went nationwide and shit. It was like the last song and shit at the bottom with the niggas from over here that they don't even know, never could perform this song again because they don't even know these niggas that they on this song with. Like, why does this song have to make the tape? Why can't one of our songs, since we won, make the fucking tape? So, well, you know, that's how that shit goes sometimes. So, you know what I mean? Was you there with Dave Chappelle, though?
No, I wasn't there for that. That was Wes and them. They were in New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That was Wes and Camel.
Yeah, I see Camel in the back of the picture. I'm like, damn, you know what I mean? But that's fire, man.
Yeah,
that's dope.
It's good to see, man. You know what I mean? Like, niggas, you know, bumping shoulders with, or rubbing shoulders with, you know, some of the bigger names in just entertainment, period.
It's inspiring.
You know what I'm saying?
It's very inspiring.
Right.
Because we, like I said, we come from a place where Motherfuckers overlooked us so long, bro. They overlooked us so long that we start doubting ourselves. Like, damn, ain't nobody gonna make shit here. Ain't nobody gonna make it from here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It's dope. You know what I mean? To see that motherfuckers is just progressing. Love to hear Nori and them niggas talk about Griselda, to talk about Buffalo and shit. Even though it's funny and shit. Did you see the $1 million rubber game?
No, I didn't see
it. You ain't seen it? Okay, it's recent. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to Wallow and Gilly the King. You know what I'm saying? They done had Nuri and them boys on their platform.
Oh, so, you know what? That was the shit that niggas posted in the joint.
Yeah. So when the fuck did niggas start fucking with Buffalo, nigga? Never. They right. Never fucked with us. You know what I'm saying?
Never.
So,
never.
You know what I mean? Which was true.
I had some fire under him about it, and it put a smile on my face to see him still going for Buffalo. You know, he probably don't care, obviously. Yeah, but, you know, it felt good that somebody outside of Buffalo is battling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah. We were when we was in Miami, we went and did Drink Champs. So we were on
that
shit.
That's what it was. Yeah. That's what it was. I know you can't talk about that right now, you know what I mean? Yeah. But that's what it was where you was at. Yeah, you and Felicia with that seat that
took down there.
Now can we say, is it the whole camp or is just
what for that episode?
Yeah.
Nah, it was just Conway.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's all. We ain't got to talk nothing else until they come out. But that's why I was like, damn, I don't know if it's the whole camp.
Yeah.
But that's fire.
Yeah, it's just bro on that joint. But, you know, we were in the room and shit. You know what I'm saying? Got the little shout out. So it was cool to even be in that. You know what I'm saying? In that realm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So how is Dory as a person?
That nigga funny as hell, bro.
I believe it.
That nigga funny. Just mad eccentric.
I believe it. Mad eccentric. I believe it.
You know what I'm saying? Like how he raps is how he is as a person.
I believe it.
You know what I'm saying?
I believe it. And this is where, in a sense, like how I kind of built my platform. It's not Drink Champs, but you know what I'm saying? It's like in that sense. Like I really started watching Drink Champs. I started off watching and listening to Combat Jack, rest in peace.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Just a multitude of different podcasts before I started doing this. And it was like I've been wanting to do this. My bro, you know what I mean? He'd say that shit. Like, when I first met him, that's what we was talking about. I'm like, yo, I think I want to do a podcast. You know what I mean? Like, I told him my rap and everything, but I'm like, I want to do something different. Mm-hmm. Something that nobody doing in the town. You know what I'm saying? Like, and shit, from there, you know, over time, shit, this where we at now and shit. We just getting bigger and better with it. And shit, more shit to come. You know what I'm saying? So, boom. Before we go, my bro, Jay Ski, it's a couple questions from you I want to know.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? So, boom. If you were stuck on an island for a whole year straight, you had 3 movies and 3 music albums to take with you on this island as your form of entertainment. What 3 movies and 3 music albums you want to take with you?
For movies, can I do TV shows?
Oh, yeah.
So, I got The Wire, Training Day, and The Walking Dead. Albums?
Walking Dead. Walking Dead, I'll fuck with it.
Albums? Give me the blueprint.
1, 2, or 3? Or the set? You're going to take the set?
I'm going to take the set. If I can get the set, I'm going to take the set.
Take the set.
I'm going to take 1, 2, or 3. I'm going to take Food and Liquor. And I'm going to take goddamn. Man, for this last round.
Listen to 365 repeat.
Give me My Life by Mary J.
I knew you was just in my head. I said that's what you was about to say.
Word. I grew up. That's one of them joints that you know what I'm saying, you grow up listening to in the crib, mom's sweeping, cleaning the crib.
Yeah, that joint. Front to back. Front to back. You can't skip nothing. Front to back. You can't skip
anything.
Front to back.
That's theme music.
So, Bob, if you had the opportunity to start or remake any movie and be any character, what movie would you remake and what character would you be?
Damn, that's a question too. Man, I would remake Juice.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I would want to play. Q.
That's an L role. Definitely. And he's smashing up the cougar chick.
You know what I'm saying?
Bad, too. Bad light skin.
Right.
Bad light skin.
He coming to the joint, the ex nigga there. He bad as hell.
With
shit.
The ear on.
Yuck, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? She in there cooking off.
You know what I'm saying? That's fire. So, Bob, if you had the opportunity to make one song with any artist, dead or alive, and any producer, dead or alive, what artist and what producer are you going to make that hit with?
Shit. Producer, I need DJ Premier on the beat, and I need Biggie on that shit.
Ooh.
And Biggie on that.
10 Crack Commandments, too.
Something.
You know what I'm saying? That's fire. That's fire. Being that you from, you know, being that you're from Buffalo, I gotta give you the Buffalo question, you know what I'm saying? Pizza or wings?
Oh man, wings.
Oh man, flats or drums?
Flats.
Oh man, blue cheese or ranch?
Blue cheese. Come on, bro.
Man.
From the town.
Man, I'm a man. See, I don't know, I'm different. I don't be like everybody. I put the ranch and the chicken and the blue cheese on the
bro.
I'm different.
Don't do it, bro.
Hey, you ain't had no salad with the ranch, no chicken salad with the ranch.
It be busting, but... With the wings, you gotta go
blue
cheese.
Blue cheese.
Got
you, bro. You. Got you. It was
written, bro.
No question. But, boom, if you had to choose pizza, what spot you getting your pizza?
Fried cheese.
Oh, man.
Fried cheese. But,
no,
yeah.
No, they don't know.
But, you know, I grew up on Andrew, so, you know, Avenue got it's a special place.
Yeah. Avenues get busy with the pepperonis.
Nah,
that's one thing. That's one place. If you want pepperonis, you're going to get the pepperoni you want.
Yeah. And you're going to get the big slice.
Big slice.
But Bocce's, that's my spot.
That's my spot. Man, them motherfuckers know me personally. For real. I call, they say my name. Like, what's up?
What you mean?
You get the usual?
Right.
Hell yeah. So, bomb. I know we talked about the good, you know, the fun part and shit real quick. I'm not really political and shit, but, you know, we just reelected. We got a new elected president and shit, you know what I mean, with Biden. You know what I mean? Your thoughts on the previous president, 45, and what's your thoughts to come, you know what I mean, with this new situation, with this new office?
And to be honest, I try not to pay politics too much attention, because everybody in that shit is crooked. Everybody doing a whole bunch of bullshit. So it's like, you know what I mean? As far as like Donald Trump, I think he's done good things for the economy, but I don't like the climate the racial climate that he's allowed to, you know, exist in our country. You know what I'm saying? Like, he almost encourages it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not a fan of that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, peace and good riddance. And with Joe Biden, man, he a funny motherfucker too. If you're not black, you're supposed to vote for him. Like, you know what I mean? He a weirdo too. He's just another old white dude. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we'll see what he does. But the one thing that I was looking for, and we actually talked about this on the podcast, the one thing that I was looking for, whatever presidential candidate was, you know, getting up, speaking, debating, whatever, was, you know, obviously there is racial tension in the country right now. You know what I'm saying? So why wasn't it addressed at all in any debate? In anything, you know what I'm saying? So that's how you know, like, this shit is just gonna keep going no matter who is in office.
Right, because it's stupid shit that motherfuckers is arguing and debating over. They're debating over the coronavirus.
Right.
How is a virus, part of politics? You know what I mean? It that should be debated upon scientists. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck does politics have to do with these? You don't know shit.
I mean, they have to.
I mean, not to cut you off, but I mean, to be honest with you, if me and you football players, how the fuck are we gonna tell a baseball player what the fuck he doing or doing wrong? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all niggas do what y'all do over here. I'm a scientist. I'm sitting here developing. I'm telling you that this shit ain't able to be, you know what I mean, curable right now. Yeah. But y'all saying, well, we don't give a fuck. All we just is either, it's one motherfucker talking about tired of masks. The other motherfucker don't know what's going on for real. Because this side ain't giving no information to that side. It's like, you know what I mean? But like I said, that's a weird situation to play. Yeah. Because how you going to tell or make a statement about something that you really don't know? You're just going to the guess. Right. You're just having a feeling.
And you got people who don't feel the way that me and you feel about Trump. You know what I'm saying? So they listening to his every word and hanging on to it like it's fucking, like it's the Bible. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I mean, like, that's some bullshit. The motherfucker said, if I get elected, the mask and coronavirus gonna go away. Like, Really? Like, what the fuck? That don't make sense. Like, how? You just left that open-ended statement like that? It's just gonna go away?
Yeah.
The fuck? But, you know,
no matter what, we wasn't really given a choice. We was backed into either or. So people feel like they chose the lesser of the two evils, when really, we didn't. And really, nothing's going to change for you and I. Our struggle ain't going to be no different than it's been. No, so we're going to survive through it. Mm-hmm. It's the people that supposed to be saved by this new grace that's not going to be it. Like, it's, I mean, come on.
We live in a sad time now, you know what I mean? I feel sorry for the kids and the babies growing up, but... This is a different
super crafty.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. It's a new world.
So, you know what I mean? Like I said, we talk about the good, the bads, the uglies and shit real quick before we go, you know what I mean? Man, what's some of your favorite sports teams?
Man, Buffalo Bills, Buffalo Sabres, basketball, I fuck with the Celtics. Baseball, I don't really get into like that. Those are some of my favorite teams right there.
And last three questions. First question is a three-part question.
Okay.
Marvel or DC, if you had the opportunity to have a superpower, what would it be? And if you had the opportunity to be a superhero, who would it be?
Okay, so I'm going to go with DC. What was the second one?
If you had the opportunity to have a superpower.
Superpower. Man, if I could have a superpower, I would want to go back in time. Anytime I want to.
Be a jumper.
Time travel.
Ooh, that's fire. Right. That's fire.
And then, what was the last question again?
And the last
who would I be?
Yeah, if you had Batman. All right, man.
I'm coming with the bag and I'm whooping you out. You know what I'm saying? I got the bag and, yo, can't nobody beat Batman.
Yeah,
nobody can beat Batman. Mm-hmm. Like, he's whooping it.
Yeah, he's slamming niggas with his wallet.
You know what I'm saying?
If I can't get it, I know somebody that got it and I can pay for it to get it. No question. So the name Jay Skies.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Man, so again, shout out my boy Scoop Dowler, man. He used to always just call me Jay Skeezy. Like my first name is Jared, my last name is Jackson. It's just like a play on
family.
Yeah,
we family. Your last name Jackson.
That's crazy. We probably are. In some fashion. But yeah, because I got a huge family.
Bro. Me too, and I don't know them niggas.
Yo, me like I don't even want to get into that.
I'm about to do ancestry.com after this shit.
It's just like kind of like a play on my name. And you used to call me Jay Skeezy. Jay Skeezy this, Jay Skeezy that. And then as I got older, it was like, just call me Jay Skeezy. You know what I'm saying? And crazy thing, for real, why the name stuck is because going to City Honors, it wasn't a lot of black kids. You know what I'm saying? Especially in my grade. I think when I started out, it was maybe 7 out of like 125 or something like that.
Damn.
And, got a little older. So my best friend, Weez, his name is Jared. You know what I'm saying? So we got the same name. Eighth grade comes another black kid in the same grade. His name is Jared. So they're all spelled differently. So I'm J-A-R-R-E-T-T, J-A-R-R-E-D, J-A-R-E-D. Mm-hmm. You know? So being in that room with people, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They like, shit, I ain't about to call you Jared because all y'all gonna look. Mm-hmm. So that was when, Jay Skeez. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's how the name stuck.
That's fire. Mm-hmm. And last question before we get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Not even a question, but just giving people something, you know what I mean, to go about, something that you live by, or, you know what I mean, that resonates with your life, your lifestyle, you know what I mean?
Just live your creed, you know what I'm saying? That's part of my brand, Brown Not Black, Live Your Creed, and, you know, Live Your Creed is a poem by Renson Hughes, where he basically goes through and he talks about how, like, you know, you can't tell me something, you have to show me. And my mom used to always tell me something I live by. You know, you judge by your actions and not by your words. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's the most cliche things, as you get older, you see how true they are. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? And a man is judged by his actions, not by his words. You can tell me anything, but it's what you do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So in anything that you do, like as you live your life, just always live your creed.
That's fire. That's dope, man. I appreciate you, real talk. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, we at the round table, the round motherfucking table. And you know what it is. Jay Skies, appreciate you, bro. And it's go time.
Daily, I'm rising up at 7:16 on the dot. This be that. Well, for your mind, we the cream of the crop. We climbing rises. They tell us we unseasonably hot.
Tony Boy, what's going on with you, man? Inspiration, bringing dreams to the blocks. Daily, I'm rising up at 7:16 on the dot. This be that. I got my nigga with me too, man. The cream of the crop. We climbing rises. They tell us we unseasonably hot. See, this greatness is inspiration.
Look, steady pondering about conquering. Nobody stopping them. Something like rocking in my conference. In my pocket, and I'm clocking. Profits and depositing, nothing's free, not even soccer kicks. Man, my plans is bigger than rhinoceros. I got a laser vision, I cyclopted it. Really, I ain't got no pot to piss. Before I'm done, I need my monuments in a sculpture with my likeness picked. I need my life to switch. Why you press for liking pics? I tell you what it is, that's what a psychic is. Stock rising, no fucking way ever this price a dip. Listen, I put it down cold as liquid nitrogen. Dropping bombs deadly as hydrogen and atom. Some shit you couldn't fathom, like murders in the broad day. At noon upon the Sabbath, these rappers average. They masking talent with great production. But who I fuck with, they fucking love it. When rappers rapping like they happen to master assassin.
What's going on? It's your boy Granzy Brick Boys and this bitch. We sitting here at the round table with my boy Waverly Jones. You know what time it is. It's go time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy Wave Jones. The round table, the round motherfucking table podcast. Man, dope conversation. Sit down, man. Kicking it with Jay Skies, man. I learned a lot today. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate you. You know what I mean? Coming through. You know what I mean? Sharing your story with me. That was really dope. You know what I'm saying? But before we go, let the people know where they can hear you and see you at, my G.
Man, so you can find me on all DSPs. You can find me on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music. You can definitely check me out. Just search JaeSkeese, Jay Skies. You can also find me at jskies716.bandcamp.com. My full discography is on there. I'm also on SoundCloud. You can also check out my brand, Brown Not Black Live Your Creed, bnbyc.com. Follow me on Instagram, jskies. Twitter, same thing, jskies. Check me out.
Oh, man. And the art dealer. Definitely. Mike Potts, you know what I'm saying? Let the people know where they can find you, hear you, see you at, my
G. At Potts Money on Instagram.
Oh, man.
Don't forget to follow the podcast, too, man. I Told Boys Radio. It's the same thing on Instagram as well.
Definitely, definitely follow the podcast. Queen Beauty, here we go. Let the people know where they can hear you and see you at, Queen.
You already know. It's about to be a lot of places. Go follow me. Instagram, It's Beautiful Productions. My webpage, onebeautifulproduction.com. Please go check that out. Subscribe to that. YouTube, Queen Beauty in quotation marks. Please subscribe to that. SoundCloud, Reverb, Queen Beauty, subscribe to all of those, and Facebook, 716 Uncut, or Jack Wood.
Shaft Rock, before we go out the door, you know what I'm saying, let them know.
Yeah, peace, peace. Man, you can hit me up at Better For Us, that's BETTEI 4, that means the number 4, _ US, on Instagram. Thank you very much for having us, you know what I mean?
S-Class everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And Jay Ski, your album,
Asphalt Calligraphy,
out everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Go time.
Yo, I'm going to leave you out with this following statement. Work differently today to play differently tomorrow. Go time.
Yeah. Yo, Camo.
Yo, Camo, what's good?
This shit came on in the art gallery, nigga.
See, it sounds
good. I said this shit sounded like... I told you this shit sounded like a masterpiece. So you know I gotta talk that talk. Yeah. Check. I'm calling plays for them bills, it's like I ran a jet suite. Strategic moves amongst the squares, and here I'm like a chess piece. My rating rocking 99 like Gretzky. I send some fire at your headpiece to leave them dizzy as Gillespie. And not to toot my own horn, it's like I shoot trifectas with a pro form. I flow storms when I rap, it's like I can't do no wrong. Lining up beats like Sweet Pea and Jody, then they get stolen. Get on this shit and flow like water when you sit a boat on. I told your bitch she got that rack, but not the kind you hang your coat on. I got that
brain, I'm like a moron who paid for tutors. You caught my shit and digested, it's like you paid for tumors. This sickness never been seen, no way you can't confuse us with the other side. This niggas getting to it, am I wrong for wanting mine? I told my team I'm trying to ball as if the score was high. Man, I prefer my Jordan highs to have the dark design. I'm talking black around the toe part, you just put words together, we don't consider that no art. Rappers thinking they Chopper, but really Marty from Ozark. I write like Stephen King and Camo, gotta be Mozart. These rappers ain't got no heart. Shit, I remember just wanting a go-kart for my bond day. I asked my mom, she told a nigga, no way. I ain't got chips to throw away. I guess I understood seeing that I was taking cold showers. Couple times I came home, couldn't play games, had no power. Around the time when Osama had drove them planes in both towers, I was sitting in shop class, my man had no father, and we was twinning in that aspect. So we would roll together like dices when playing CeeLo for a cash bet. Presently I'm trying to see my cash stretch like ad reps, cause that broke shit is really better left in past tense, nigga. I'm seeing M's in my future. This rap thing, I'm deep in this shit like I dig in manure. Like kings of a corporation in their ears, I get a business to ya. My life on wax, I'm just kicking it to ya, my nigga. Yeah, man.
Masterpiece,
nigga. Calling plays for them bills like I ran a chess sweep. It's like I'm, you know what I mean? Sometimes I just gotta get them thoughts out my head, man. And when I'm thinking about them words, they sit in my head and it's looking like calligraphy. On some Arabic writing type shit, you know what I mean? Ask for a calligraphy type shit. Intricate shit for the streets. J Skis. Yeah.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.